This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some changes made to state elections laws.
Senate Bill 631 with Senate Committee.
Senate Bill 631 was pre-filed back in December, heard by the Missouri Senate Local Government and Elections Committee on January 29th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 3rd, returned to the upper chamber on May 14th, given final Missouri Senate approval the following day, and sent to the executive branch on May 27th. When the entire Missouri Senate first discussed the measure on February 27th, sponsor, Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby, told his colleagues the proposal only featured one item.
This idea was brought to me by one of my constituents who wishes to run for a local office. This change will allow him to keep his job while pursuing the office. The employee must do all his political activity while off the clock and will not be able to use any state resources while campaigning for the office.
When the measure returned to the Missouri Senate, it had many more provisions, including one addressing COVID-19.
The absentee voting measures would continue on just as they have in the past, treated the same. With COVID-19, we identified some at-risk categories for the COVID-19 as identified by the CDC. It would require a notary if they are incapacitated. The absentee ballot provisions that wouldn't require a notary are still in place, so they could opt for that.
In addition, Senate Bill 631 relates to election financial statements, candidate filing fees, and other election rules. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says he likes the changes that were made to the legislation.
It has mail-in provisions, which we've always advocated for. It's a good bill. Can we do more with, say, early voting and other things like that? Yeah, we can. I'm glad that we didn't touch the current absentee ballot way that you do it at all, so that will all remain the same.
He adds the pandemic has meant having to make changes that are becoming more necessary because the coronavirus continues to maintain.
This will just add a provision into mail-in voting related to COVID and maybe give some people some relief on whether or not they should go vote or not vote. And I don't think anybody should be making a decision about their health care in order to cast their vote. And this helps do that. It gives them an avenue to do that, and I don't see how that's a negative.
Because of an emergency clause in the proposal, Senate Bill 631 became law when it was signed on June 4th. The executive branch continues to review all of the measures received this year. The deadline to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature is July 14th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.